Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, August 9th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Islam is growing in Europe. Evangelicals are concerned. Terrorists warn South Korean missionaries to stay out of the Middle East. And Book of Hope touches hearts in West Africa. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Europe, as that part of the world is likely to be dominated by Islam in the years ahead. Leading researchers say it's already the majority religion in Spain, and the Netherlands isn't far behind. The question is, what are mission organizations doing about it? Chris Mills is with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board.
Part of our goal is to share the gospel, to meet people as they come into these countries, to build relationships. We try to do training with local believers to help them understand how to reach out to their new neighbors.
But Mills says as Arabs move into a community, Christians move out. He says that's sad because so many Arabs are searching for truth.
Islam is not their heart faith. It's a cultural religion, but it's not really who they are. We're finding a much greater response among the Muslims and the Arabic peoples coming into Western Europe than we would see among the indigenous Europeans.
Next, the Luis Palau Evangelistic Association saw thousands join them over the weekend. Don Rupp has the story.
People gathered on the grounds of the state capitol in Minnesota to watch extreme sports demonstrations, visit a VeggieTales children's area, and listen to live music by Christian bands Third Day, Point of Grace, Toby Mac, and others. Evangelist Luis Palau told the teenagers that God has answers to the questions of youth.
Who am I? What's the purpose to my life? What about eternity? When I die, am I going to live forever? Am I going to hell? Am I going to heaven? Where am I going? If you follow Jesus Christ, I'll tell you what the Bible teaches. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Over 800 churches sponsored the two-day festival in St. Paul. I'm Don Rupp.
You're listening to Mission Network News. South Korea's government is telling its missionaries and humanitarian aid groups to stay out of the Middle East for now. The order comes, according to published reports, after terrorists in Iraq threatened retaliation for evangelistic activity. South Korea advised all its civilians in Iraq to leave after terrorists executed a South Korean interpreter working for a trading company. Pray for those South Koreans involved in outreach in the area and for the future of those ministries. Next, on the heels of a milestone for the Book of Hope, the group has set their eyes on the goal ahead. Having just surpassed giving out the 250 millionth book, Bob Hoskins says they've set their sights on the half-billion mark. On top of that, Hoskins says they're ready to launch the God-Man Project.
We've created a animated version of the Book of Hope, which powerfully tells the story of Jesus, and that's going to be shown to illiterates around the world. It's going to be shown to those people in inaccessible countries like China. So we need prayer that God will guide us, really, as we plan the distribution of the God-Man.
Hoskins says they're working with teams leaving almost every week to help with ministry in 100 countries.
Most of the distribution is done by local believers that we train on how to reach children and young people. So we need prayer for our leadership in those 100 nations around the world, that God will protect them from harm and danger and evil.
And SIM is raising money toward a special training center for Chilean church leaders. It's aimed at strengthening the leadership in the Mapuche church. The Matrenco Center offers a Bible school for rural lay pastors. There are also plans in the works to offer Great Commission retreats for local churches, as well as mission camps for students. Two international mission groups are looking at a partnership for missionary training courses. Pray that God would raise up a mission force from within the Chilean church. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.